people worried about heart attacks get a lot of advice about what to eat. Less fat, more fruits and vegetables. But new research suggests the most important thing they can do may be to simply eat more rice. It's hard to imagine needing to justify eating rice. For much of the world, it's the major component of every meal. But Japanese researcher Satoru Iguchi says in Japan, rice has been losing popularity to other, more westernized staples.
Japanese people have more of a Western diet in past 50 years, and we ate 50% less rice to compare to 50 years ago in Japan.
Iguchi says this trend has some Japanese doctors worried. They believed the traditional diet, based largely on fish and a lot of rice, was healthier than the high-fat, high-protein diet Japanese were beginning to adopt. Studies have shown the heart-healthy value of fish, but there is no equivalent research into the benefits of rice. It's known that rice has fiber and some vitamins, and Iguchi and his colleagues were convinced there was even more to it. What they discovered is that there's a component in rice that can actually prevent heart attacks. It works by inhibiting a hormone called angiotensin II. The hormone can cause blood vessels to narrow and excess sodium to accumulate in the blood. These are factors that lead to cardiovascular diseases like high blood pressure and hardening of arteries. There are a number of medications available that block angiotensin. Iguchi says his research shows you may be able to get the same benefits from eating rice. But not just any rice. In fact, brown rice, often believed to be the grain's healthiest incarnation, turns out to be the worst option when it comes to this angiotensin-blocking compound.
Most of the nutritious part cannot be really digested because the brown rice shell is so hard. You actually cannot really absorb the nutrition. And to make the brown shells sufficiently soft to digest, you need to cook rice longer, need more heat, and maybe not really keeping the protective ingredient.
Iguchi explains that the heart attack stopping compound comes from the layer just under the fiber-rich but hard-to-digest outer shell of brown rice. By the time you boil brown rice for 45 minutes to make it soft enough to eat, you've basically boiled out the nutrition. White rice cooks for less time, but most of that nutritious inner layer has been polished off to get that light and fluffy texture. But Iguchi says there's a third option. It's possible to half-polish rice, or to polish away the hard outer shell while leaving the nutritious inner layer intact.
By this way, you can, I think, most effectively digest these nutritious parts.
In Japan, that style of rice is called haigamai. Iguchi says among some Japanese, it is already a popular choice because of perceived health benefits. Now, thanks to his research, those assumptions have scientific backing. And he says, the process to make haigamai rice is not complicated. All it takes is to stop polishing rice before it fully becomes white rice. It is a technique that could be replicated by rice producers around the world. For those who don't like rice, or who don't want to switch from the standard brown or white options, Iguchi and his colleagues are working to extract the compound, to develop a new natural medication. Iguchi, who was reached via Skype, presented his research to scientists and doctors this week at a conference on experimental biology. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Naomi Seck.